Land. We are so excited to be with you this morning. We've got some stuff, fresh stuff on our hearts that we are looking forward to coming in and just letting God's grace kind of bloom in your hearts, in the soil of your hearts about. Hang on. I think it's going to be pretty refreshing for you. So welcome to Biz Chat. I am your coach, Michelle. Over there is Coach Noel, and coming on in just a few is Dr. Darlene. Woo-hoo! So we each bring you strategic topics of insight and encouragement that clear the path to your plans, goals, and God-sized dreams, launching into the marketplace and ministry. So today is Friday, April 15th. Happy Good Friday to you all. I think we're just stepping into such a significant week here in so many ways, and maybe you are feeling it. Maybe you, like us, are feeling the shift, feeling the weight, feeling something. So welcome. That's why we're here, to kind of walk this journey out together. We have a great topic for you today. I know all this month we're going to be talking about finances, and feels like it's an inexhaustible topic. Like, we always have something fresh and new in this that God just brings another layer. So we're super excited. We've got some deeper things to reveal, and hang on. All right. But first, it's chat time. How's your week been, Coach Noel? How are you doing? How's business? What's new?
Just when I saw that coming up in our little agenda, I was like, oh crap, how has my week been?
It's hard to remember sometimes. I don't know what I had for dinner yesterday. Yeah. Alone. How
my week right. Been? Yeah. Let's see. Highs and lows. It's been I guess one thing that is a high is that recently God connected me with some new coaches, and I hit a wall that in the past I would have spun on that wall for weeks. Mm. And I had my coaching call and asked the question, you know, for people ahead of you, it's like a no-brainer. Like, it took about 30 seconds to answer. Oh. And I was like, holy cow, you know?
That's what a coach is for, to get you through that block that much faster.
That's a really good idea. So I would say, yeah, that was my high. I need to ask them if I can bring them on the podcast. Yeah. Because they have been huge game changers already. Yeah.
Love it.
So that was my high. And my low was tired.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know if I will ever get used to never completing my to-do list ever in a day. And somebody told me, like, well, that's just kind of the way it is. You kind of have to get used to it. And I was like, well, I don't like that answer. So that would probably be
low. Yeah, I'll bet there's a better answer for that.
But if you get comfortable with it, because we do, we all have, you know, especially I think entrepreneurs, we have projects that are too big to be completed in a day.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so
maybe what about you? Of looking for it. Yeah, I feel the same thing. I'm tired. I'm feeling the heaviness of all the running for our entrepreneurial season. You know, you and I, 2 years coming up, and on our podcast, and we kind of have been running hard and not and discovering like a level of grace and how to shift into that and how to walk in peace. And so it's been a good journey. It's just, I think God's like, yeah, it's time to rest. So the month of April, Coach Michelle has been resting, and other people have been stepping into some things that have really helped me just focus on my Father, our relationship, stop being so busy that I can't really hear him and lean into him, except in crisis mode or I need you, Lord. And, you know, but it, just having that rhythm reestablished that we are just in that intimacy level that I want to carry every day. And so, and I do feel like there's a relaunching, there's a, an asking, he's asking me to re-look at some things. And so it feels like a, almost like we're at January 1st again. I'm like, wait a minute, we just were there. Right. And that was beautiful. And,
and now we're our quarterly that. Adjustment.
Yeah. Bigger than a normal quarterly adjustment. So
yeah.
Anyway, so that's a high and a low, because it's sort of the
right. Funny how often they're connected.
Parallel tracks. Yes, yes. So that's how my week has been. It's all good. God's always moving and leading and guiding, but sometimes it's a little heavy and weary, and I need some breaks. So I'm appreciating you stepping up an atmosphere of grace. If you guys aren't over an atmosphere of grace, get over an atmosphere of grace, because Coach Noel is bringing some breakthrough over finances.
Yeah, it's been, God's given me new stuff for it. So it's been like, oh, okay, you're doing something here.
So good. So for the whole month, we are doing, you know, a topic of finances and atmosphere of grace. And we wanted to bring that over into the podcast as well. And really talk about last week, if you didn't catch our episode about impact in finances, go back and listen. This is sort of part two, where we're getting a little deeper into some things that are going on in our brains over money. So let's bring on our fine China.
Hey, China. That's what I was going to say.
Hey, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, girl. How have you been?
The gang is back.
Yes.
Back. You can't get rid of me.
No, we don't want to. Well, we got a great topic coming up here with this impact and finances in the brain science. And Coach Noel and I were talking offline just how, you know, the topic of finances comes up pretty much nonstop. It just affects every part of our lives. And this week for me, it came up in our small group. Actually, I was gone, but my husband was there. And when it came up, he said he got real triggered. And it's like, okay, it's healing. You know, it's and really it was about the fact that, you know, there was an agreement around something that we had already worked through. And it was really tough to see that level of agreement with I'm just going to go ahead and say it with a Dave Ramsey's approach to healing your finances. And Coach Noel and I were saying that, you know, as much as we know that Dave Ramsey has broken off a lot of things off for people, like there's so much good that's come out of it, there is a piece of it that for me, it challenges my viewpoint of grace. And that when we, if we go into like a punitive corrective mode where we feel like I was a naughty kitty, I was bad with my finances, I now need to go correct and be punished because and live a certain way because I was wrong, that we are entering in this lack and poverty mindset that we've talked about so many times. And then we're looking at ourselves as really a debtor and a sinner instead of our saved by gracer, right? Mm-hmm. So if we've been saved by grace, then we have to so walk in it, right? God says, so walk in it. And so I want to dig in here a little bit more about what's going on in our brains and how we can shift out of that. But what's going on in our brains when we enter into agreement with this punitive corrective mode, if we've messed up in our finances, whether in our business, and now we're facing some choices because we made a decision in our business that doesn't, it's not panning out and we need that money back and we can't get it back. Or in our personal finances and we made a misstep. And now our minds shift into this punitive corrective. I was wrong. I'm going to have to pay the toll. And it's going to be this grinding journey of a season of lack because I made the mistake. Help us understand what's going on in our brain when we agree with this.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you don't agree. So, but correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I do agree with you. And, you know, I think it's the difference in the brain between understanding guilt and understanding shame. Okay. Ooh. Because what happens is a lot of times, you know, we do, we've all made mistakes in our finances. Hello, I will be the first one to raise my hand. You guys know when we started as entrepreneurs, like there were not wise decisions being made under the premise of faith, right?
There's the key.
It was just real. And, you know, and the thing is, yes, there are natural consequences to those things, and things need to be corrected because of those choices. However, the script that starts playing in our mind often, if we don't pay attention to it, is not, that was not a wise decision. The script is, I'm not wise. I don't have the capability of making the decision. And then that is where it starts. Shame gets into identity. Okay. And we begin to identify, just like you said, Coach Michelle, with I'm a debtor, right? I'm bankrupt. I mean, how many times did people that have declared bankruptcy say that I'm bankrupt? No, you are not bankrupt. Okay. You experienced something. You're actually taking steps to correct it. But we have to understand it's not who we are. So here's what I say, because you have to deal with both, right? You have to deal with the fact of what the choices you made and correct those, right? But we also, it's actually a beautiful time when you come to this reckoning that you can deepen your intimacy with the Father, right? Understand more about the truth of who you are. And so if you do these things in parallel, it's actually a strength in your brain. You will strengthen your identity. You will actually be reminded of some of the gifts and talents and skills that you have that will help you not only deal with whatever the situation is that the choices you made created, but will give you creative strategies to begin to build wealth. Okay. It is a false belief. And this is one issue I have with the Dave Ramsey program. It's a false belief that you have to take care of all the debt before you can build wealth. Absolutely not. That is
right. And so I think that's the key. Like, that's the dividing point. And I want Coach Noel to jump in here too, that we, in our mind, if we're over here in this corrective punitive place, that we can't move over here to this investment, this lean forward place. And I know you've dealt with that as well, but I think that's probably, this is the crux, guys. This is the moment. Like, if we're over here and we're going to have to walk as a debtor over here, we're not going to be over here in this, what I want to call is like a healing journey. You repent. Yes, you repent, but you have a choice then to go on a corrective, punitive sort of mindset journey, or my Father is a healing Father and he wants to take me on a journey with him to see his abundant overflow of what he's about to do to course correct.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wonder, so many thoughts kind of are exploding in different, because you guys know this is kind of my area of passion, but Dave Ramsey has helped thousands, maybe millions of people, like no question about it. But I have also seen a lot of the clients who come to me have kind of flunked out of Dave Ramsey's model and it didn't work for them. And I was one of those, like I tried all those things. And I think, you know, that difference between guilt and shame, if you don't deal with the shame connected to your money, those techniques are going to fail. And then kind of dig into that shame, like, see, I can't even do what Dave Ramsey's telling me to do. So I think that, so I'm curious about, Darlene, what is that in the, like, what is it going on in the brain with the guilt versus the shame? And like, what do you see is some of the most powerful ways to heal that shame?
Yeah, it's tough. Again, so if you actually look at the brain studies, fMRI studies of areas that light up, when someone's experiencing personal shame, the identity centers light up. Whereas with guilt, it's more the logical thinking and reasoning. So in a state of guilt, you're actually capable of solving the problem. Wow. Because as you know, you need a different method to solve the problem of a different method of thinking to solve the problem than the method of thinking that created the problem. Right? I think Einstein said that. All right. So when you're in guilt is not inherently bad. It doesn't feel good. It actually feels terrible, right? But but we can see a corrective path. We can tap into, we can still have oxytocin, our creativity chemical, floating, you know, around in our brain, right? We can tap into the vision for our future. But when we enter into shame, what happens is it's like your brain is trying to protect you. So it literally kind of shuts down and it's in survival mode is the thing, which is why a program like Dave Ramsey's can be appealing to people. It's like, I need somebody to save me and get me out of this situation. So I'm going to go do all of these things because I'm not capable of figuring it out on my own. That is a lie. Okay. You are capable. 2 Peter 1:3 says everything you need, it's already in here. Right. So some of the strategies to do one, it's taking it to the Lord. Okay. Anytime you are feeling shame in particular, the best thing you can do is go to God and say, God, I am so ashamed of this. Help me to see what is the truth. Help me to see myself as you see me. I love Psalm 51. Okay. Mm-hmm. It was when David's prayer when he repented after, having his affair with Bathsheba and killing her husband and all of this, right? Mm-hmm. This is his prayer when he came to God. And we can actually learn a lot from this because he's seeking God out and he is repenting, right? But he's also asking for healing. Because there was something wounded,
right,
that caused him to make those decisions. Yeah. And if we approach it from that standpoint, that is a healthy standpoint. It will allow God to speak life into us, speak healing into us, and strengthen the pathways of our true identity in our brain, right? That says, look, you are more than capable, right? You're more than conquerors, all these things we know, but you will start to feel it when you truly, you've got to get it out of your head though. And for me, the best person to talk to is God because he's not judging you.
Yeah, two things.
Judging you, that's a different area of heart healing.
Yeah.
Two things huge for me that came out of what you just said is that it's the same center as the identity center. So if we're feeling shame, we're not going to feel like a child of God. So if we're going to try to go on a healing journey with the Lord, we're not going to feel like we're his heir or we're his sons and daughters. That we are worthy, any of those identity things, how hard would it be? It's much easier to just flip over here and run away from that identity because you feel so much shame. Mm-hmm. And I'll just be over here in the work it off mode, the punitive corrective. I have to pay the price. I deserve this. I deserve to pay it off and have to go on a journey of paying my debts, a debtor's journey. Instead of over here on the healing journey, because I can't even see myself as the identity that God wants me to see myself as his heir to be healed and walk in a partnership of a healing journey as a son and daughter of with our Father, right? Like that's pretty intense to not that those are two. And that's what I felt like. I felt like the weight of the posturing after the repentance, like, yes, we all agree that you have to first repent and change your mind about whatever happened and that you're coming into agreement with God. But what you do afterward, you have these two very different processes afterward of I'm the debtor or I'm a son and daughter going on a healing journey in partnership with the Lord. And I was also thinking when you said you go into survival mode in shame, that's also where you go into fight or flight. And Noelle, you were saying how people like can't really stay and flunk out on Dave Ramsey. I wonder if it's because you're in the survival mode, you're in fight or flight. So then you're like, I screwed up Dave's program. I have to run and hide and flee. Mm-hmm. And so you go and then you go on a spending journey or do something sabotagey because it's just your response in this survival mode of fight or flight.
Yeah. And let me throw something in too, because I think sometimes people have a hard time getting a handle on shame. Mm-hmm. And how do I know if I'm feeling shame or guilt? Well, first of all, it is connected to identity if it's shame. But I use the example with clients. So you're on a date and it's a first date and you're really excited about it. And you go to this 50s diner and they have those glass ketchup bottles that you have to like pound on to get the ketchup to come out. So you're working on your burger and your fries and you're pounding on the thing and it all over your date's shirt. And shame says, oh my gosh, I am such an idiot. I cannot believe I did that. And goes into this me, me, me. Guilt says, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Let's get some club soda and please let me take care of your dry cleaning bill. Just like Darlene was talking about in that.
Problem logic.
Yeah, like guilt has a solution. Guilt goes, it can still facilitate those creative avenues and moves forward and shifts and heals and grows. And shame is completely me focused, identity focused, and it keeps us from actually engaging the problem or serving or loving people well, because all we can think about is what a piece of crap we are.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Woo. So you can get your finances on track and still think you're a piece of crap.
Yeah.
That doesn't do you any good. And guess what? You probably won't go and launch a business and believe in yourself if that's what you think about yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or if you try, it'll be a long journey.
Yes. Mine was a very long journey. I can attest to that. Yes.
Oh, so, so good. Dr. Darlene, any other thoughts about this mind shift? What's going on in the brain if we can shift out of guilt and shame and into a healthy place of I'm walking out a healing journey in my identity as an heir, as a beloved daughter with an abundant father. 2 Corinthians 9:8 kind of mindset of he is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond what I could ask or think. Like, I just see such a night and day journey. Like, what's going on in our brain when we can embrace that journey instead of the over here naughty kitty journey?
Yeah. So what you want in your brain, right? So your brain, you have pathways in there that are in total alignment with the kingdom of God. They know what is the pathway to access kingdom wealth, right? To steward well what you are doing. And guilt is like, hey, something's a little bit out of alignment. Let's get back into it. Okay. So, from that standpoint, you want to, you know, I love Coach Noel. You used an analogy on your page the other day about a sports analogy, right? Offense and defense, right? Mm-hmm. And I love that because you have to attend to both of these areas, okay, much in the same way. So yes, lean in, get help from a professional, right? Whether that's a coach, a tax person, or both, or whoever, right? Mm-hmm. But also you need to lean into the spiritual. Lean into that spiritual side and ask the Lord about those areas of wounding that you have to shine light on that. Just like the light has been shined on the financial situation, guys, okay, which you maybe didn't even choose to do. Maybe it was brought to your attention, right?
Tax time is coming, right? Like the light okay. is shining.
Yeah, they will come and knock on your door at some point, right? So no matter who generated the light shining on it, but shine the light, let the Lord shine the light on those areas that need healing as well. And balance your time, folks, between these things, because as you do, you will heal, you will grow, you will be able to activate, not only activate your cortex, right? But you will have this connection between your identity centers and your cortex. Your identity centers can get very locked down, right? They can get locked down like in that survival mode and just kind of do those things. But when the brain is very connected, when the chemicals are flowing back and forth, when the actual physical connections are happening between identity and the, you know, like your creativity centers, that is where you can really move into where you're called to be, right? And into your vision. So you should be working on, if you don't know what the vision is for your life, you're doing yourself a disservice by not working on that at the same time you're trying to work on this financial problem. So do the same thing, do the offense, right? Mm-hmm. Do the defense as well. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And you will also have a lot more fun on the journey that way too, because there's going to be good things happening at the time, at the same time that you're doing some of the maybe not so fun work.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like the journey does not have to be painful, folks. There's a lie that this journey has to be painful because unfortunately it is painful for a lot of people, but with your approach to it and with a strategic plan, right? Like if you've got to be like, what would a coach do in this situation, right? Like a sports coach, right? And what does that offense plan look like? What does that defense plan look like, folks? you will have a strong game and you'll be able to win your Super Bowl. Okay.
Yeah.
And also it's that building of intimacy and trust, like God talks about that, the parable of the hidden talent. Like, we're not, instead of just burying it and saying, well, I thought you'd be mad, Lord. Mm-hmm. And no, I want you to trust me that I've mm-hmm. got this, and we are going on a journey of healing together. I've got you. Watch me do the thing. Stop mm-hmm. thinking you've got to go do the thing. Yeah, you can come up with a plan, but guess what? I'm going to blow it out of the water anyway, because I'm going to show you my great abundance and how I do things, instead of you feeling like you've got to go do the thing. And I think that's where I have a little bit of heaviness about, like, oh, going and getting a plan. Well, it okay. Just be ready. Be ready for God to do exceedingly abundantly beyond what you could ask or think. Because mm-hmm. when we get into that mindset, instead of it's going to be a painful journey process mindset, like, there's where our brain centers can light up, right? There's where our intimacy with God and our identity starts to get even more sealed, that he's taking care of me even when I mess up. Mm-hmm. And when I know that he's got me, and he's a course corrector, and he's a gentle course corrector and an abundant course corrector, mm-hmm. like that place, when my mind is operating there, they help us to understand, like, how much that does for us, Dr. Darlene.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Can you say that one more time?
Just how your brain is lighting up when you're trusting and you're having that intimacy and you're seeing his abundance at work, instead of over here going, I got to grind it out and do my plan and show him I'm faithful and I'm a good steward. And I'm kind of posturing like that versus I'm posturing over here as a recipient of a good father. And then the intimacy and joy of receiving versus showing God I'm proving I can do it. You know, what is going on in our brain when we're over in the other one posture versus the other?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, grace in the brain, it is an amazing place to be. That is truly where we feel what the brain does when we feel grace, when we receive grace. Mm. A lot of times grace is available, but we have not chosen to receive it. Yeah. But the moment you receive it, there's you realize there's no lack. Okay, that there's no lack, right? The brain chemicals are doing what they're supposed to be doing because they can operate because you're not trying to control them. Okay, you're not trying to control what is happening in your brain. And, you know, you said, Coach Michelle, that we do, yes, make your plan, but allow the Lord to work. I will tell you, I do agree with that. From my experience, when we make a plan and we take just that first step, it ushers in grace in an incredibly powerful way, because when you have success in something small, okay, you get a dopamine boost in your brain, right? You get, and then you begin to start to trust yourself, okay? Well, hey, I set out to take this one step and I took this one step. Now you've got oxytocin going in your brain, which also helps you to connect more with God and to trust him, okay? Because you're trusting Christ in you, Galatians 2:20, right? It's not I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. So you're so beginning good. To do this. So it's these small little mm-hmm. steps that you make, and then you set yourself up in an environment to be able to receive God's grace and abundance at a great level. And you will see acceleration, and you will see improvement on the offense and on the defense. Right?
That's so good. That's exactly what I was looking for. Like, there is an atmosphere of grace around finances when you find it in this place of I've come to a place of repentance. When you step into grace mode, and God can accelerate that partnership with your identity and his abundance and his favor flowing over you. Like, it's just such a peaceful place to be, instead of this, oh my gosh, I'm how many years or how long, or I'll be here, God, I'll do it. You know, just those two different mindsets as we come to him, I feel like are night and day mindsets that will have night and day results as well. Mm-hmm. And I guess as somebody who sees people coming in as a coach and seeing the things that trip our clients up so many times, it's that walking in that grace at every level, knowing that there's a favor on your life, knowing that God wants you to receive his abundant, just provision and that he has it, instead of that I'll be over here waiting for God, sort of the Eeyore mindset, like, it's okay, I'll go. No, like, we are just go be, know that God's your cheerleader and he's got you. And when you feel that favor and that wind on your life, it just, it really is an acceleration. And we see when our clients are walking in that, like, wow, does it really seem to make a lot a faster journey out of financial issues. And it also seems to bring much more clarity about our calling as an entrepreneur, as well as an effectiveness. There's a new effectiveness on our calling as an entrepreneur, because all of that is coming with the favor of understanding the financial piece, that God's got it. He's pushing you forward. He's got the favor on your life, and he wants to see something completed in it. Just resting in that favor and that push is such a much more pleasant place to be than over here, you know, wringing our hands, wondering how we're going to do the thing. So ladies, thank you so much for coming on today and really digging into this. It's not easy to kind of break apart these pieces and parts of just the Christian life and wanting to just serve women and see them get this level of breakthrough in their lives and personally as well as professionally. So I thank you for coming on today. Any last thoughts while we're wrapping up?
I think I'm good.
You're good. Good, yeah. Good. Yeah.
I would just say, take that one. What is the one step that you can take today? Mm-hmm. Just figure that out. And it can be really small. Just take one step as a kind of prophetic act towards the Lord. I'm trusting you. So that here's my act of faith. It's your offering to him.
So good. Wonderful. Well, if you've been looking for coaching in your business, know that we're opening our launch school June 1st. If you would like to get on the wait list to know when that is happening, come on over to faithoverfearbizchicks.com/waitlisted. And you can get on the wait list to know all the details as soon as we have them available for you. If you're looking to come on into our free group, just look us up on Facebook at My Atmosphere of Grace, and we will be in there next week. We start the challenge week. I know Coach Noelle is going to be in there dropping, she said, some fresh fire. So get into the free group right there. And if you know one person, just one person you could share this with today, please share the broadcast. Let them know we're here. We wanted to serve as many women as we can and see them get the breakthrough into their God-sized plans, goals, and dreams. All right, ladies, we will see you next time on BizChat.